News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The government should introduce legislation for prenuptial agreements. That's the call from Michelle Brown, senior family mediator with Brown and Co Mediation in Naas, and author of Scars of Divorce: How to Avoid and Achieve an Amicable Divorce in Modern Ireland. Michelle joins us now. Why do we need legislation on prenup? I'm kind of surprised. I didn't know there wasn't legislation on prenups, Michelle.
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, you wouldn't be alone there. It's one of many things, I suppose, we could do to improve the current system that's so broken. And I suppose where I'm coming from is that I believe we're looking at it fundamentally wrong. We're taking cases against each other, and really nobody is trying to address how we can actually reduce the need for cases. And is it even necessary, or is it in our best interest when we're dealing with a divorce to take a case? I would fundamentally say no. And one of the many things that the government can do, and we have an opportunity to make great strides and change in how we deal with divorce, would be to create correct legislation for prenuptial agreements, as well as guidelines around, you know, what maintenance should look like, what correct provision is, what marital assets are.
How would a prenup help?
Well, first of all, why are the cases there? The cases are there because people don't know how correctly to divide what are marital assets. So, for example, if you were married to somebody and you had 6 properties going into that relationship, or 2 or 3 or whatever, and your understanding was that they're mine, and the person you married's understanding is, well, I've spent 15 years with you, they should be mine. So people don't realise when they're getting married, when it comes to the end of it, that they're actually in a legally binding agreement with that person. Their marital agreement now can take the form of a case. So why not put an agreement in place when you're marrying to say, should this come to an end, I know that what he had before he married me is his, or, you know, what he had before he married me is shared, or whatever it is you feel is correct for you. Therefore, when you come to the end of the marriage, there is an agreement in how to split.
It makes absolute sense, Michelle. I suppose the only issue I potentially would have with it is, if you're signing a prenup before you get married, I couldn't imagine doing it. I would sort of think when you're getting married, you think it's for life. Now, of course, in many cases, it doesn't turn out to be that way. But you're kind of, is there an element that people feel they're almost signing up for failure in advance?
Well, I think we're more sensible now than we maybe were years ago, in that we, you know, the statistics are there. Marriage breakup is on the increase. So,
definitely.
Trying to put something in place that should the worst happen,
I suppose it's not very romantic.
No. However, what's going on at the moment in our divorce courts is not very romantic.
No.
We need, prenup, as I say, is one of the number of things. Relooking at how we deal with divorce, that cases are not the answer, is what I'm saying.
Mediation as well, is that a big thing?
Mediation is there, it's a game changer. Mediation is what I would be saying is the way to go instead of our cases. So, we've divorced in Ireland 25 years. And from the outset of divorce, we've been built up to take cases. It does not serve the people whose families have fallen apart, whose, relationships have broken down. We know that mediation is the best way forward. Unfortunately, it doesn't have the support and the awareness, which is part of the reason why I wrote the book, because we need to drastically change how we're looking at our divorcing.
Any prospect of any of these measures actually happening?
The Mediation Act is supported by government. It's just, it's overpowered by the powers that be, who have a vested interest in cases going to court. And that voice is very loud. I believe that the people who are dealing with divorce don't want these cases. They would much rather an amicable solution. So I believe it needs more support from the government.
Michelle Brown, senior family mediator with Brown and Co Mediation in Naas, and author of Scars of Divorce, How to Avoid and Achieve an Amicable Divorce in Modern Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your stories on this 087-1400-106. And also, would you sign a prenup? Would you be willing to? Or would you be offended if your would-be partner, your would-be husband or wife said they wanted to sign a prenup? 087-1400-106. Kira, you made a point to me earlier, and I suppose you're right, like, marriage is a legal contract, I suppose, after all.
Yeah, it is, but we don't like to think
we
of it
don't
that way,
like
particularly
to think
when
of that
we're going
way, yeah.
into it. Yeah. When you go into it, you want to at least go in with your starry eyes, don't you?
You do, but it is a legal contract. Mm. I know, it's romance versus common sense, I suppose, is maybe the argument. But let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.